Hi guys, my name is Bobby and I have a new life in Christ and I am recovering from pride and control. Hey guys. As my beautiful better half mentioned, we have a third member of our family up here and we were trying to figure out how to put earmuffs on him for this part. I'll start by giving you guys a little background on my life before Christ. My dad was a Navy officer, my mother was a flight attendant. We moved around a lot, and I learned to adapt to new surroundings at a young age. This meant striving to earn respect in the classroom through sports or mold into the cool crowd, whatever that meant, at whichever school I was attending at the time. I would have said I was a Christian growing up, but I only went to church a couple times a year and only acknowledged God when I wanted something from him, like not to get eaten by a shark surfing or to win the lottery. I went to church camp several summers where God definitely pursued me, but I was more concerned with other things like girls, the blob, fishing, and what everyone thought of me. I was somewhat shy and very self-focused. I always did my best to avoid conflict or allow anyone to see my emotions. Part of my managing of relationship involved deception and avoiding real conversations with family. Looking back, I was afraid of letting the family or friends down by knowing what was going on inside of me. Where these patterns and desires started becoming a real problem was in fifth grade when an older friend introduced me to porn. He told me that all the older guys used it, so naturally, I had to check it out to fit in. Little did I know that it would literally own me for the next 15 years. Things got even more out of control when my family moved from California to the swamp of Louisiana just before high school. Here I started at way too early of an age, abusing alcohol, drugs, and women. During this time, I still worked hard to achieve in school and sports while making sure that my parents thought I was the perfect kid. Even though I believe God pulled me from New Orleans through Hurricane Katrina to save me from dying from an overdose, like several of my friends, I continued this destruction in various forms through college and in my fraternity. After graduating from TCU, I moved to Dallas to start a career, and I felt like I could do whatever I wanted. I was in control, or so I thought. In reality, I was caught in a death spiral of wanting people to like me and to feel important and being too fearful to share what was really going on in my life with those who genuinely cared about me. To cope with the emptiness, I partied and worked harder at my career. But the more I partied and the more I worked to build my kingdom, the emptier I felt. So when I woke up after a debaucherous couple weeks at the end of 2013, I was literally at the end of my rope. I couldn't understand how I felt. I still felt empty, hurt, and lost after tasting all the things the world had sold me as life-giving. Then God showed up in the form of an ex-girlfriend who was a Christ follower. At breakfast one day, she started asking me about my faith and clearly saw that I was struggling. She told me to go check out this place called The Porch where I could meet some other young adults in Dallas. A friend and I went, and I was truly amazed at the openness of the speaker to share his struggles and how he had found freedom in Christ. After sitting in the back and avoiding as many people as possible for a few weeks, a faithful porch volunteer engaged me and asked me if I knew if I was going to heaven. I said, I think so, because I'm a relatively good person. What I really meant is that I can do enough and be better than most, and surely God will see that I'm worth of eternity. Fortunately, God, through my friend, used Romans 6:23 to get through to this achievement-driven finance major, and the good news of Jesus Christ started to make sense. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. All this stuff that I'd been doing to earn people's approval and to make myself feel worthy. I used to not cry. And to make myself feel worthy had earned me death, destruction, and hopelessness that I was feeling. But God, being rich in mercy, had planned to give me the free gift of a new life in Christ if I would just slow down, repent, and receive the gift and follow him. I understood that I wasn't good enough and was powerless to control my life on my own. I didn't understand how quickly God was going to provide hope, purpose, and genuine relationships in my life. In a few months, God provided me with community and friends to remind me of God's love when I walked back into the lures of this world. One of those community members had been processing going to this place called Regen for a while, so I'd agreed to go with him if he needed some accountability. Honestly, if I had known it was a 12-step program, I probably would have been too prideful to show up. Remember that I had never shared feelings, emotions, certainly not blatant sin, with anyone until community. So I was still super uncomfortable sitting in groundwork with strangers. But in God's perfect plan, he showed me in steps 1-3 that following Christ and leaning not on my own understanding would lead to God making my path straight. I was all in after testing the path that I had created for myself. God placed guys in my Regen closed group to help me walk through 2 decades of hurts, bitterness, and sin that had accumulated in my life. Those moments were humbling, difficult. Facing the details of how my attempts to control my life resulted in brokenness and destruction, God was kind to show me the depravity of my struggle with pornography, that all people are created in his image and have value, that he cared about me individually, and his purpose for my life was greater than anything I could conjure up. In step 4 and 5, I dug into and confessed my resume of hurts and struggles to some of my closest friends in my inventory. Most of those issues I had never told anyone. In Acts 3:19, Peter encourages the crowd to repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Refreshing is the single best word that I could relate to Refreshing is the single best word I could relate to the feeling after I had confessed all of my junk. Soon thereafter, God started giving me opportunities to serve him at that same porch ministry that he used to capture my heart. I got to lead the porch events team, where we tried to create a place for people to come as an alternative to the bar scene, where they can meet God's people and see that life can be a blast without alcohol. I learned that serving others was more enjoyable than focusing on myself through serving South Dallas on weekends at Watermark's Unashamed Ministry. Shout out Kima. God not only changed my desires, but he started impacting relationships. My family and I started having real conversations about life, God, our emotions, which was weird. I met some of my best friends serving Christ in this city, most notably my beautiful bride. As she mentioned, only by God's grace, we dated for a year with purity, sharing our first kiss the day of our marriage, and we're growing a human. Hear me clearly when I say we still struggle frequently to communicate and serve one another, but God has given us community and a model on reconciliation through Christ and practically using confession, forgiveness, and making amends when we are struggling. Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in matters of the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. If you are new tonight, know that my life was a wreck not that long ago, and God's calling for my life was foreign to me before I walked in these doors. I want to encourage all of you to give God a year. Trust his path for your life. Let him regenerate your soul so that you can use your freedom in Christ to love and serve others. That is what God showed me through this ministry, and I pray you guys find and walk in that calling. If you're in the later steps, continue pursuing Christ. Continue showing up Monday nights. Be bold. Be authentic. Share what's really going on, and know that God can do amazing things in a short amount of time when we submit to him. My name is Bobby. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from trying to be my own God. God is the one that redeemed my life from the pit, and to him be all the glory." Next.